AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. As he prepares to introduce himself to a national audience tonight at the Democratic Convention, Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz continues to face questions about his military record. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
He needs to come clean.
Florida GOP Congressman Mike Waltz, a former Green Beret, notes the Harris campaign has referred to Walz as a retired command sergeant major among the top enlisted ranks. Walz did achieve the rank, but it was reduced after he retired following 24 years in the Army National Guard. He left for a congressional run months before his unit was ordered to Iraq. There is no evidence Walz timed his departure to avoid deployment and amid attacks on his record last week.
I am damn proud of my service to this country.
Walz says he should be.
Why do you have to lie about it and why do you have to exaggerate it?
Walz and other military veterans in the House have signed a letter denouncing Walz's service. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In North Carolina, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Donald Trump was far more successful than Democrats when it came to deployment.
Let him whine about Donald Trump's tweets. Because let's be honest, folks, mean tweets and world peace has a pretty nice ring to it. I think we ought to bring it right back.
Russia says Moscow came under one of the largest attacks by Ukrainian drones since the start of fighting in 2022, and they destroyed all of them. The drone attacks come as Ukrainian forces continue to push into Russia's western Kursk region. In the past week, they've also struck three bridges, several airfields, and an oil depot in a sign they're not letting up on attacks. Al Attles has died. He was a Basketball Hall of Famer who coached the 1975 NBA champion Golden State Warriors and spent more than six decades with the organization as a player, general manager, and most recently team ambassador. Al Attles was 87. This is AP News. Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews demonstrated outside the Israeli military enlistment office in Jerusalem.
Blocking streets and preventing people who'd received summons from the army from presenting themselves for enlistment. One of the protesters, Shimon Sufer, tells the AP, "We don't want to go to the army," adding that the ultra-Orthodox prefer to die than to join up. Approximately 3,000 ultra-Orthodox have received summons in recent weeks after Israel's Supreme Court unanimously ordered the government to begin drafting them into the army. Israeli police say they arrested five ultra-Orthodox protesters at a demonstration in Jerusalem against mandatory enlistment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Key mediator Egypt expressed skepticism as more details emerge of the proposal meant to bridge gaps in ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.